Friends, this chapter 11 is extension of chapter 10. In chapter 10, what we have learned? We have learned about the forward contracts in general. Long-term forward contract is an extension of the earlier forward contract. Rules, regulations will almost remain the same. Only thing is that certain criteria to accept the long-term forward contract by the banks from its customers is little bit different and little complications. We are focusing only those areas. So, our objective will be to understand what is this long-term forward contract and how it is distinguishing from the earlier forward contract which we discussed, and that is short-term forward contract. Understand the rationale behind using the long-term forward contract in managing the long-term forward exchange exposure, and analyze the benefit and the risk of LTFC, that is long-term forward contract. Very few points we are going to discuss in this is how does the long-term forward contract works? What is the advantage to the client? And what is the advantage to the bank? Regulatory framework as well as the risk and challenges under long-term forward contract we are going to discuss. So friends, the long-term forward contract, normal contract is generally not beyond 6 months. That is called short-term contract. Anything beyond short-term contract is called as a long-term contract. It may be extended up to 10 years also. Then, what is long-term forward contract? A long-term forward contract is a type of forward exchange contract or derivative that allows two parties, typically the bank and the corporate client, to agree in advance to buy or sell the specific amount of foreign currency at predetermined exchange rate for the settlement on the future date beyond the usual short-term horizon of 6 months. Generally, it is more than 6 months. The key features of the long-term forward contract consist of its tenor. Principally, tenor. Tenor is important. Typically, beyond 6 months and can be extended to the several years. For example, 1 year to 10 years, depending upon the market liquidity and regulatory limits. The purpose of booking the long-term forward contract is to hedge the long-term foreign currency exposures, such as external commercial borrowing, import payments, or project finance obligations. The parties which are involved in this long-term forward contract consist of one party, is usually a corporate borrower or importer, and the other party is none other than the bank or the financial institution. The settlements happens on fixed future date when the foreign currency will be delivered or settled in INR. This long-term forward contract is important because they eliminate the uncertainty about the future cash outflow or inflow. They help budgeting the financial planning. They are especially useful for emerging market where exchange rates volatility is very high, and they help to meet the regulatory requirement for hedging, such as those imposed by the Reserve Bank of India on companies with large foreign debts. Example which I have given here, I will just explain this in little bit. Company borrows $100 on March 1, 2000 at the spot rate 42 per USD. We'll have a rupee liability of 4,200. If the rupee depreciates, that means dollar appreciates, then it becomes 44, at the rate 44 USD, it becomes 4,400. There will be a loss of 200 due to the exchange movement. If the company had locked a long-term forward contract at 42.50 and the liability would be 4,250. So, protecting the borrower from the currency depreciation and saving rupees 150. This highlights the long-term forward contract as a strategic hedge against the potential rupee depreciation. Potential rupee depreciation is a significant concern for Indian corporate with foreign currency obligation. How does it work? Step by step, if you see, first, client identifies the long-term foreign currency exposure. Second, client approaches to the bank for long-term foreign currency contract. Bank covers its risk in interbank market. If client rolls over contract, then bank executes the rollover mechanism. On final settlement, there will be loss or will be offsetted. This is proved by the example, a single example, which I have provided here in point number 126, that you can very well go through. You will understand it better than my explanation. Then interest on float. If the bank enjoys the positive float due to the rupee depreciation, it must pay the client interest at the rate of 12% per annum, which is the FDII guidelines. And if the client rollover causes the negative float, then the bank may charge the interest at 15% on blocked rupee funds. Therefore, the additional elements now, if you see, there are swap charges. Swap charges are the elements where the fee is charged by the banks when the forward contract is rolled over or rolled over to the latter date. Then float funds. Temporary funds are generated due to the rate movement and that can be invested by the bank for the short-term profits. Interest on float, which will be paid to the client by the bank, and thereafter, as per the FDII guidelines, which currently is at 12%, and when the float arises due to the client's rollover, and negative float, if it is there, then bank may charge the exporter or to the client at the rate of 15% as per prevailing guidelines of FDII. Advantage to the client. Long-term forward contract offers multiple strategic and financial benefits, which consist of 1. Hedge against the currency depreciation. Hedge against currency depreciation. When rupee or currency is started depreciating, then they will hedge its exposure under long-term forward contract. Number 2. Certainty in financial planning. The fixed future exchange rate enables the accurate budgeting for the cash flow and the profit margin. Important here is for the project with a thin margin, long gestation period or fixed price contingency. Third point is the cost management and the avoidance of mark-to-market losses. Unlike open FX position, open foreign exchange position, long-term forward contracts eliminates the risk of mark-to-market, that is M2M losses, due to the rate fluctuation. It reduces the volatility in earning and protect the balance sheet. There will be no upfront payment of premium. So LTFC typically do not require any upfront margin or the premium, unlike the currency option or derivatives. More economical and accessible for companies with limited liquidity. Next point will be the flexible rollover. That is another benefit. Client can roll over the contract if their underlying exposure is deferred. Gives the operational flexibility without exceeding the hedge. Next benefit will be the better rate than the spot market in volatile period. So the forward premium in favor of INR depreciation, and often it works in the client favor. So long-term forward rates are often better than expected future spot rates during the high interest period. Another benefit is regulatory compliances. This regulatory compliance and the risk mitigation is RBI's hedge requirement, which helps the companies to comply with prudent risk management norms, risk management norms. Bank relationship leverage. Long-term contract may lead to the preferential pricing, swap flexibility, and advisory support from the bank, which strengthens the client's bank relationship. Next benefit will be, it is useful for project finance and capex planning. So importers of the capital goods or EPC contract can hedge their FX risk over the long project cycle, which helps the cost control and funding certainty for the project lasting 2 to 5 years. Then customization. Long-term forward contracts are tailor-made contracts, which allowing customers term and date, terms of the date, amount, rollover clauses, and currency pair as the business need, as per the business need. Summary is given here for the advantages for the long-term contracts. Advantages are hedge against the rupee. It is summary, already discussed. Summary, hedge against the rupee depreciation, certainty in cash flow, no upfront cost, mark-to-market risk is avoided, and rollover is flexibility, it is a favorable premium, RBI compliance, and strengthen the bank's ties, project sustainability, as well as the customized structuring of the project. Advantages to the bank. What advantages we have seen is for the customers. Long-term forward contracts are not only beneficial to the client, but also it offers the multiple strategic, financial, and relationship advantages to the bank also, which consists of stable long-term income. Stable long-term income. Bank earns the spread between the customer's forward rate and the interbank market cover rate. The spread is locked for the longer duration, 1 to 5 years, and it provides the predictable, steady income. Next is float income opportunities are there. In rollover situation, where the bank takes early delivery of the currency and the client defers, a float is created. This float amount is deployed in money market or short-term investment, which generates the interest income. Third one is cross-selling of the client's retention. Long-term forward contract clients are typically a long-term borrowers or importers. Okay, they are offering long-term forward contract, strengthens the relationship. Bank can cross-sell external commercial borrowing and foreign loan, trade finance, treasury advisory, and derivative products. Next advantage to the bank is a deeper corporate engagement and low credit risk. If exposure is covered, there will be low credit risk to the bank. The credit risk is limited to the counterparty risk, which is mitigated via limits and the collateral margin if required. Another benefit for the bank is a fee income from the rollover cancellation. Bank charges swap charges on rollover. Cancellation fee if the client cancels the contract before maturity, and this generates non-interest income. Then hedge, hedging the book diversification. Hedging book diversification. Long-term forward contract helps banks to maintain a balanced FX book by matching the long and short-term positions, and it adds maturity depth to the overall foreign exchange portfolio. Another benefit to the bank is regulatory and compliance support. Bank facilitating LTFC for external commercial borrowing or import payment also helps the clients to comply with RBI's hedging requirement, which is enhancing the bank's regulatory reputation. Then improved treasury operation efficiency. This long-term contract reduces the need of frequent daily deal execution, and it is improving the treasury operations efficiency. Bank can plan the liquidity and the currency requirement better. Next benefit is the competitive differentiation. This is offering the structured LTFCs with flexible terms and rollover features and advisory support that can set a bank apart from its competitors. Summary table consists of the spread income, float in earning, that is for the bank, benefit for the banks. Summary that we have discussed, float income, free income, relationship deepening, cross-selling of the opportunity, credit risk reduction, treasury efficiency, regulatory compliance support, and portfolio diversification, as well as the competitive edge creation. Regulatory framework and the recent development happened. Long-term forward contract in India is governed primarily by Reserve Bank of India under FEMA and Foreign Exchange Dealers Association, that is FEDAI. The regulations defines the scope, eligibility of transaction, documentation, operational aspect, and additionally, the global regulatory trend influences the domestic practices. RBI guidelines says that it should be used for the permissible purpose. So, long-term forward contract can be used or booked for ECB, that is external commercial borrowing, long-term trade payable, receivable, import of the capital goods, foreign currency loan, that is ECB, overseas direct investment, that is ODI, its obligation, then repayment of the foreign currency convertible bonds, FCCB, and the long-term project controls. Then eligible tenor. Maximum maturity tenor up to 5 years. In some special cases, for infrastructure companies or long tenure ECBs, tenor may be extended with the RBI approval. Booking requirement consists of the client must have underlying exposure, and forward contracts cannot be booked on the standalone speculative basis. So documentary evidence of the exposure must be submitted. Then rollover and early delivery is permitted on genuine underlying extension. Banks can charge a swap cost or rollover fee. RBI permits early delivery within the reasonable time windows, and it is subject to revaluation. Then cancellation policy. Contracts can be cancelled anytime, and gain or losses can be cancelled or passed on to the customer. Documentation and accounting must be complying with the FEMA. Mark-to-market accounting norms must be required, and client classification as per RBI classification between the hedgers, that is permitted to book the LTFC fully, or speculators, traders, which are not permitted to LTFC. FEDAI guidelines for the long-term forward contract consist of uniform contract documentation, guidelines for early and late delivery, rollover cancellation, forward premium computation and standard, day count convention, and the holidays, swap point computation norms, and issuance of the circulars on changes to the forward market practices. Recent development happens in case of expanded access to the SME or startups. In 2022, RBI permitted the startups and unlisted companies to hedge the long-term FX exposure, including FDI-linked ECB, FDI-linked or ECB-linked obligation with simplified documentation. Then LIBOR transaction and impact. The transaction from the LIBOR are SOFR, that is secured overnight financing rate, and other alternate rates impacted LTFC pricing and swap calculation. RBI instructed the banks to align the LTFC long-term forward contract pricing with ARR, that is alternative reference rate, for forward cover linked to the floating rates. Use of electronic trading platform. Since 2023, banks are encouraged to use the electronic FX dealing platform for increased transparency and efficiency in forward contract pricing. RBI promotes the use of FX retail platform for smaller participation. Then certain relaxations are also provided in documentation for hedging. For certain standardized exposure like ECB, RBI has allowed non-submission of underlying document if the hedging is for the full loan amount and the tenor. Then there will be a mandatory hedging norms for ECB. Mandatory hedging norm for ECB, which will be followed by minimum hedge tenor, that is 1 year rolling hedge, and finally the dynamic hedging allowed. That means RBI allowed the dynamic hedging strategy under the specified kind of conditions, that is partial hedging with mark-to-market M2M limit, mark-to-market limit, enabling the better cost optimization for long-term contracts. Audit and compliances. Bank must comply with the RBI's internal control guidelines for treasury and concurrent audit for forward contract and periodic review by the Risk Management Committee, that is RMC, and the proper classification under Basel III guidelines. Summary table consists of many tables which you may go through, and that is specifically devised for the particularly just first we will summarize that regulatory element. What are the regulatory element? Regulatory element, what we have seen, that is Government Act, maximum maturity, permitted uses, rollover and cancellation, accounting standard, mark-to-market reporting, speculation prohibited, FDI guidelines, LIBOR transactions, and SME access, e-platform uses, and dynamic hedging. These are the characteristic feature from the regulatory point of perspective. Now, risk and challenges. Risk and challenges. Long-term forward contract, definitely through a valuable hedging, hedging currency risk over the extended period, carry an unique set of risk for both client as well as the financial institution or bank. These risks arises due to the longer tenor, complexity of the global financial market, and evolving the regulatory and interest rate environment. For clients, what is the risk that is enumerated here? You can very well go through it. I will just read for your immediate reference only risk explanation. You can read it here. There is mark-to-market risk, opportunity cost risk, or rollover cost risk, then documentation risk, then counterparty risk, regulatory compliance risk, and ineffective hedge risk, and termination or cancellation risk. The explanation is provided here. This is for corporate, importer or exporter, borrower. This is the risk under long-term forward contract. That is, risk is there, and its explanation is provided in the next column. Now, here, another type of risk for the bank and authorized dealers is market risk, liquidity risk, basis risk, and the interest rate risk. Credit risk, competition, credit risk, compliance risk, and operational risk, client suitable risk are also important. So their explanation is also provided against each type of risk. You may please go through this. And third and last one is the emerging challenges. What are the challenges? Challenges are LIBOR transitions to SOFR and ARR. LIBOR is changed. So changes in the benchmark rates complicates the swap pricing and hedging structure for the long-term deals. Then high effects of volatility is another challenge, emerging challenge, due to which impact is the global macroeconomics instability increases the difficulty of pricing and risk management. Then dynamic hedging and hedge accounting. Due to this, there will be impact of complexity in hedge effectiveness measurement under the accounting standard 109 creates the challenges in the compliances. Then client default risk in MSME and startup. There is an increased exposure to credit default in small firms with a limited financial strength, geopolitical regulatory uncertainty, trade tensions, then capital control, and sudden policy changes can make a long-term exposure uncertain. This is the impact due to the emerging challenges. Now, mitigation strategy of all the risk is client should ensure the hedge accounting policy and internal FX risk framework. Bank must follow the RBI and FDI guidelines and documentation and use value at risk VAR and the scenario analysis tool for exposure assessment. Use of dynamic hedging model, automated FX platform, and the client suitability rests with the now standard best practices. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on long-term forward contract. Hope you understood it. Certain aspects you need to understand after going through the chapter, particularly for better understanding. Thank you very much.